Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm outside Luigi's in Golden Hill with
Microphone Mike. She's giving me a bone. I do what I do, say what I say, because she hands on the floor and it's special. Reach down, touch the ground, move that body, beat that pound. Put that body in shoes, girls, get on over that tiny shoe. Gotta put all your shoes on top, bend on over, let me see your backside, yeah. Reach down, bend on down.
Okay, so the first thing I want to know is just, how did Microphone Mike get started? How'd you come up with that idea?
Well, Microphone Mike's sort of been going since 1997. It started in Miami. It's basically a Miami booty bass with electronic overtones that makes fun of everyday modern man's shortcomings. But it started, actually, Microphone Mike was given to me by Rick Finch from Casey and the Sunshine Band. I had him master an old recording back in, I guess it was like 99 or something like that, and he dubbed me Microphone Mike.
Alright, so since you've got a bunch of like hip-hoppy sort of stuff going on, I wanted to know, what's your roll call sound?
my roll call sound?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, alright, roll call.
You know, like Little John's got his yeah, and
so it's my signature. Signatures. I think I use the word bitch a lot. I don't know, but I say it like that, bitch. So I don't know if I have developed roll call just yet. Maybe I'll start working on that.
Yeah, you got to. They've all got that banter in
they
the songs to
thing.
Like introduce themselves.
That's true. So when I stop making records, I can just jump on everybody else's going, yeah, bitch.
Right.
I'll work on that, MJ. I'll work on that.
All right. So according to you, what are the four elements of hip hop?
Ooh. You know, that's a good question. As far as hip hop, you know, I'm not necessarily 100% hip hop. I just grew up around booty bass, so that was what influenced me to start doing this back in the day. But I would say for me, hip hop has to do with a lot of booties, and a lot of them moving around quickly. Lots of bling. The more blingy, the better. And I guess just putting together some tight rhythms that make people want to dance.
Okay.
So that wouldn't be four. That would only be three, but...
That's like 75%, I guess.
Okay, cool. I'll hit you back for the extra 25 next time.
Okay. All right, so when you're performing on stage, what's Microphone Mike's essential accessory?
Oh, essential? I guess it'd probably be the gold chain. Oh, no. It'd be the gold chains second, Gucci suit first.
Yeah,
gotta have the silk Gucci suit. Without that, it's not a Microphone Mic performance.
Yeah, I saw you play at the Casbah, and I was like, what the hell is that? I like wanted to go up and touch it, but I was like, that might be inappropriate.
No, it's genuine silk made by Gucci. It's the only one I've seen in existence, and somehow I ended up getting it. I'm not sure how that came to be, but yeah, I got lucky, I guess.
Who do you consider your greatest competition in the San Diego music field?
You know, I don't look at the San Diego music scene as competition at all. And considering I haven't really seen any other booty bass projects in San Diego, I'd probably say there isn't any as far as that's concerned. But there's a lot of great bands that I just strive to match the level of performance. And I wouldn't necessarily consider that a competition. I'd consider it more of like using each other to push off to get better as far as performance goes. So tight she can barely even dance. Rolling up to me trying to romance, cause Microphone Mic don't put her in a trance. Wearing a shirt that divides her waist, looking like a half squeezed stupid toothpaste. Looking at her muffins getting me hungry, and now for the sound, I think I'd hit that. Your pants would look a lot better if you got your size. Looking like a half squeezed stupid toothpaste. I must have double vision, I'm not seeing one hip but two. When I say muffin, yeah, you all know what to do. When I say muffin, you say time. Will you... Do you own Black Box? I'm one of two owners. Yeah. Mario is my partner. Mario Quintero is the other engineer owner.
You see a lot of acts go through there, I'm assuming. Are there any groups that you're really looking forward to, like working with, or that have something to offer?
Well, you know,
we've had some pretty good national acts go through there, like Bob Nana from Braid and Hey Mercedes and Planes Mistaken for Stars. And, you know, there's been so many great acts that have gone through. But I personally, even more so than working with people on a national level, I like bringing out the talent in the local scene and some of the local guys that are really, really talented that haven't got a chance to, you know, work with engineers in a studio that actually cares about what their music sounds like. Mm-hmm. So that gets me more charged up than people that haven't had a chance to really focus in and get to a professional level with their music. So that gets me more excited than even working with national bands that have already had that opportunity. Yeah. So,
is there a lyric on one of your recordings that best sums up what you're about?
Yeah, this is off the first record. There's a party in my jeans, you know what I mean.
That's so cheesy.
Yeah, that's why it was the first thing to come to my mind. There are so many better ones. I don't know. There's no one in particular, but I think each song that I do sort of gets a little bit of a rant off my chest. So, yeah. You know, my newest one that I'm working on is called No Pooper, and it's about chicks with no butts. And that one goes, if she ain't got no pooper, then there ain't no use in scooping her. So if that one's a little better for you, MJ, I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, maybe you could hang out for the next one that's coming along. That one might even be better than that one.
Okay. If you were to lend your name to a product, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one. A product. Man, I think I'd have to go with underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need Microphone Mike Gucci underwear. Oh. So, Gucci, if you're listening, I'm ready for that endorsement.
Okay. So you've got some Microphone Mike girls, right? I'm just wondering, what are the qualifications to be one of your girls, and how does the application process go?
That's a good one, MJ. You know, I prefer to call my girls hoes. So, yeah, to be a Microphone Mike hoe, I mean, you just got to be a total hoe. Or, you know, like to wear really flashy jewelry and skimpy clothes. Yeah. That about qualifies right there. Just act hoey.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh, I want to do that.
The job offer's there for you, MJ, if you want it.
Well, I might take you up on that.
Done deal.
All right, so in the future, what are you going to get arrested for?
Oh, I'm hoping that my arresting days are over. I've already got indecent exposure covered. So, man, let's hope that doesn't happen. I'm going for nothing right now.
Yeah.
But if it happens, you'll be the first one I call to let you know. Okay. What it was for. Yeah, I'm trying to ease away from that these days.
All right, well, you said you're working on some new tracks. Is there anything else you're really looking forward to?
Actually, yes. Having a CD release, my second CD release, actually at Black Box, my home turf, on December 5th. With a couple of great bands, The Feelings Mutual is playing, and Jamiel Saxon, as far as I know. We're going to have some great DJs, and we're definitely going to party pretty hard. So, MJ, you better be there.
Yeah, for sure. I love The Feelings Mutual. They're great.
Yeah, they're a great band. So, yeah, December 5th. Friday.
All right, well, I always close out my interviews with the same three questions. And the first one is, what's your drink of choice?
Oh, my drink of choice, Sapphire and Tonic. It's not summertime anymore, but that's a summertime fave. So, yeah.
Okay. And do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
I try to use for shiz at least 10 to 20 times a day. And you know this, I try to use a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Any other ones? Word I use a lot, but I've been substituting with worms lately. So, yeah.
Yeah. Word to your mother.
Yeah. I just say worms instead, because people are like, what the, what?
Yeah.
And that's usually what Microphone Mike is about anyways, so.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Yeah, it's great on girls. That about covers it.
All right, do you want to say anything to close this out? Final words?
No, just thanks to PyroPods for for asking me, or MJ for asking me to do this interview. Thanks so much.
I opened up the door wearing my Gucci pajamas. When I lifted up that skirt, I didn't see no panties. Yeah, your girl's dirty, a little dirty birdie. And I heard it gets worse as chicks get closer to 30. Never mind that, let's get back to the situation at hand. Your girl was looking so good, I nearly tripped over the nightstand. Grab some syrup.